Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.
Commissioner, the South Carolina Agribusiness Farm Expo afforded you a couple of fundraising events for your Commissioner School of Agriculture, which takes place in the summertime. Let's talk a little bit, first of all, about the school and then about the money that you were able to raise.
Well, the reason we're raising money and making an emphasis on that, we put no tax dollars toward this program. We don't take any of the department's money, any of Clemson College of Agriculture, so it's all scholarship, tuition, industry support, and that's why the fundraising activities at the expo are so important.
This school, as I mentioned, takes place in the summer, and it is for rising juniors and seniors to explore the field of agriculture.
Well, there's so many kids who think about agriculture, and then we want to get those, the best and the brightest, to take that next step. For them to be a leader in our industry 10 years from now, it takes something happening a year from now, and a year from now hopefully would be pursuing an agriculture career at Clemson or maybe at South Carolina State or other land-grant institution. But the school affords them a week of exposure to a number of career choices in agribusiness, and it's not all fun. It's work for them. It's pretty heavy-duty exposure to a potential career, and they have a great time doing it, so we don't want to not say that, but it has had the results we're hoping for. Some of these kids come out of there saying, I learned more about agriculture and the opportunities than I ever thought I would.
As you mentioned, you do not use tax dollars for this event. So the money that you've raised here at the expo, you actually are going to walk away with about a third of what you need to put this on.
Well, that's right. There is a cost of housing the kids on campus. There's a compensation to the professors and those who give their time to do it because it's summertime. It may not work into their schedule. Their cost of food, lodging, recreation, and education that all go together. And the more money we raise, then the more affordable it can be to a kid wanting to come to the school.
Now, I've read recently that agriculture is hip now with the younger crowd. And the last couple of years, you've actually had more applicants than you had places.
Well, that's right. We run about 2-1. And we get out-of-state applicants. We've had folks participate from New Jersey, I think Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and other states because it is one of the few remaining schools like this in the country. So we're very proud of that. But you're right, ag is hip, food is with it again. A lot about the local food economy, which is a part of it, but that's just one part of this great industry of agriculture.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.